All right, we'll bleep that bit. You're live on a podcast right now, Mother, by the way. Say hello to all the fans.
Hello, fans.
There we go. Good work.
Cut 5 Face Off contains adult themes and language that some people may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
He's Matt Hurst.
He's Matt Squirrel.
And this is Top 5 Face Off, the official world rankings of everything. What are we ranking today, Hurst?
Well, Squirrel, today we're going to be ranking the top 5 McDonald's menu items.
That's coming right up after this.
If there's more than one, then there's a best and a worst. If there's more than 5, call Squirrel and Hurst. It's the Top 5 Face Off. Actual fact. It's the Top 5 Face Off.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, rankers. Welcome back. And for any new rankers, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Squirrel, for our new rankers, why don't you tell them what we do here? And importantly, why we do it?
Well, this is Top 5 Face Off. It is a valuable internet resource for arguments in the pub. We tell you the official best things in a variety of categories, chosen at random from a big old spinning wheel. Also, suggestions from our Patreons. This episode, of course, it is Donald's menu items, and we're going to pick our top 5 and our worst, and then it's up to you, the ranker at home, to go to our website, top5faceoff.co.uk, and vote for which one of us is correct, because one of us is always correct.
I've not brought it up recently, but it's important to remember that the worst does not count. Do you not take that into consideration when you're voting? It's only the top 5 that you need to really consider here. The worst is just for fun.
How you doing, Hurst?
Yeah, pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, pretty good. Carry on. I was thinking.
Anyway, yeah. Number 5.
How are you doing, Hurst? Through me, because I was waiting for hours. What's been going on, Hurst?
Oh, okay.
No, it's fair enough. You used the variety of the English language that I was just not expecting. So, I'm good. I'm thoroughly enjoying this beautiful little heat wave we've got. Enjoying it more for the fact that I'm on half term and don't have to be in a classroom with no air conditioning, with lots of teenagers who haven't really all understood the concept of personal hygiene. So that has been a real break in my favour. But Carly is away on a cruise with her friend Jane around the fjords.
I was thinking about this recently, Hurst. Every goddamn episode, I have to tell the people at home what it is we do and why we do it. And you just mentioned Carly like they should know who she is.
Yeah, Carly's my wife.
There we go.
Yes, so for new rankers, Carly is my wife, contributor to the show, and actually one-time presenter. If you want to go back through the Christmas movies episode, you will hear her dulcet tones.
Yes, yes. Now, I'll pick you up on something you said there, Hurst. You said little heat wave. It's breaking records today. Heathrow and Kew Gardens have both recorded their highest temperatures ever.
I meant little in terms of it's only been going on a few days. It's not like one of these summer 5-weekers yet. And I think it will dip down again because although it's hard to remember, we are actually still in spring.
Yeah, it was like 10 degrees C a week ago.
Yeah, it's bonkers, isn't it? But I'm enjoying it for the fact that I can water the garden twice a day and the plants are going, sun and water, oh yeah, boy. And just going absolutely bonkers for it. So that's nice. But importantly, about what's been going on, we need to tell the guys about our trip to the cinema last week.
Yes, indeed. We went to the cinema last Sunday for Top Gun's 40th anniversary and watched Top Gun and then Top Gun 2 back to back at the cinema. Fucking excellent.
It was so good. It was fantastic. Now, Top Gun has been my favourite movie for just forever. And I maintained it was still not technically the better of the two, but, you know, actually the better of the two. And then seeing it in full cinema magic was tremendous.
It was.
But I now have to concede, although I know the official rankings have already stated this for us, I have to concede that Top Gun Maverick is the better film, not just quality-wise in terms of the special effects and the not making up ludicrous stats about how fast the planes are and all of that stuff. It's just a better story. It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I've seen it maybe 5 or 6 times and I was on the edge of my seat just going,
Just so good.
What a privilege that was. So thank you to Squirrel and Carly for getting that one organised, to Squirrel for buying the tickets.
No problem. Rankers, if you'd like to hear more about our opinions on Tom Cruise and his movies, go all the way back to... Do you want to have a guess at what episode it was, Ez?
Oh, geez. I mean, it must have been relatively early. Episode 5.
Three.
Oh, episode 3. Heavens, season one, episode three.
Right back to March the 12th, 2025, that released. So over a year ago, Rankers. Go and listen to how bad our sound quality used to be.
Well, I didn't have a good microphone for a long time.
You didn't, no.
So that was challenging.
And it was a long time ago. Anything else been making you feel old like that did, Hurst?
No. Well, Top Gun. Generally being 40 years old, it's quite hard work. And yesterday I'm in a sweepstake with the neighbourhood and we went out to pick the last few names out of the bowl because there were a few left. So
the sweepstake for what?
Oh, sorry, for the World Cup.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so we went out there. The first four I picked were absolutely dreadful. The highest ranked team I had was Ecuador, ranked 24th in the world.
Brilliant.
The lowest ranked team I had was Curaçao, which I'll confess I didn't even know was a country.
What is that? Yeah, right, okay.
Ranked 80-something. It's like, come on, so I went back out. I got one more bite of the cherry, so I paid my £2, pulled another one out of the hat and proceeded to get Switzerland. So that's my best team. So I'm not getting any of that money back. However,
no offense to any of our listeners in Switzerland or Curaçao, was it? Sounds like something you rub on your skin to get rid of spots.
It sounds like something that was mentioned in Top Gun or something Tom Cruisey at some point. Curaçao. Anyway, so we're short story long. We were picking these names out of the bowl and we decided the way to do it was an order of who's oldest. And there were five or six of us standing around and I looked about and I was like, Oh, shit. It's me. So, yeah, that was making me feel old.
All right.
About you? Anything other than Top Gun?
I went to Garage Nation, which is a UK garage concert. They were playing songs that I didn't even want to work out how old they fucking were because I was like, DJ Luck and MC Neat were there. And I'm like, yeah, they're looking pretty old.
I'm not a big fan of the garage. I don't know the scene very well. So I'm going to take your word for that those are big time DJs. You've aged somewhat
old. Do we have anything else we need to talk about before we get
in? Well, I did have an idea. I just wanted to float by you. It only hit me just before we got online. The idea of having the listies, like having a Patreon awards night at some point.
Oh.
So if Patreons think that might be quite entertaining or are interested, let us know and we'll think about it. There's absolutely no commitment from our side. But just
speaking of Patreon episodes, let's move swiftly on.
I got really close to thinking about nearly getting on with that again.
Oh, good job.
Yesterday. So I'm hoping at some point this week I'm going to go the full hog and actually do some more.
All right. Would the listies not basically just be this podcast but with more subjects?
But we all turn up looking fancy and having drinks and then we hand out awards to our Patreons for things like actually meet up and do a listies, even if it's just in a pub. Like,
well, obviously it would be in a pub,
like a table at a pub, like the Dundies off of The Office.
Yeah. All right. Well, that possibly will take some storyboarding. We will have a think about that, Ren, because Patreons let us know, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Let us know what you think. If there's I can't be bothered with that kind of nonsense, then we won't even waste our time with it. But if there's any kind of excitement for it, we'll think about it. There we go. Right. About as non-committal as you can get.
Brilliant work. Well, speaking of wasting our time on some nonsense, should we find out what happened last time we had a podcast?
Yeah, let's find out what happened last week. What's been going on? What's the verdict from the peeps?
Well, yeah, last week we were doing movies that are over 3 hours long. And I've got some comments here for you, Hurst. Who do you think has the first comment?
Ooh, probably. I mean, it could be any one of one people. So, Meg98?
It's not. This one says, first comment. Jeez, I had to get up early to get in first. I don't know how they knew I got in first, but maybe they were just mad early. I like the mix of films on this list, which is yours, Hurst, by the way.
Who is it?
Cheers. From Meg97, and it says brackets, Cov. This photo has nothing to do with the picnic or artisan bread. I forgot you were bribing our Patreons.
Well, he had already... No, he voted for me. That was the one before. That was because I was saying Titanic wasn't a rom-com. So it was a different feature. But yeah, I did bribe him with some artisan bread.
Here we go. Next up, a vote for me. Samwise Gamgee is my spirit animal, says Meg98. Thank you, Meg. Second this week, month, this fucking episode. Jesus shit. Next up, Season of Hurst. It's not even fucking The Vision. Oh, no, hang on. This is now starting to spread to other people. Fuck's sake. Season of Hurst. The Lord of the Rings trilogy, especially the extended editions, are some of the most tedious film experiences I've ever gone through. Fuck the Hobbits and their pointless, needless, endless walking. And fuck Gandalf for making them do it. Also, I missed last week's vote, but Titanic is 100% a chick flick and a great choice. That's from Money Slinger, who I don't think is a fan of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it does seem that that might be the case.
Yeah, we were only guessing. But speaking of guessing, we don't have to guess anymore. There's a vote for you, and it simply says, Ohio here, I'm a guy.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Hello, mate.
Hello, buddy. So that's that mystery song.
Welcome, blokey guy.
Football. Girls. Manly things.
Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, of course, Ohio's an American, but doesn't like baseball. We don't have their opinion on other sports, I don't think.
That's true, we don't.
Dav Paz here, shamefully admitting that he's never seen a Godfather, but not ashamed of his love of Lord of the Rings, voting for Squirrel this week. The extended editions are a thing of beauty, see, Money Slinger, and a great way to use up a weekend. I even like the Hobbit movies. Looking forward to the movies over 4 hours episode. Fuck you. Not happening. Another vote for me. A very difficult choice this week. Lots of overlap, but I think I have to pick the one with the Avengers on the top of the pile. If I was comparing the list as a whole, i.e. without ranks, then Hurst probably would have clinched it. But as it is, I think I need to give it to Squirrel. And that's from Anonymous. Thank you, Anonymous. Another vote for me. It doesn't affect my vote, but I can think of several films over 3 hours that are worse than literal paint drying. That's from Kern. Thank you, Kern. Here's one for you. The Lord of the Rings movies are great, but I can't vote for Squirrel when a solid 60% of his lists are Lord of the Rings movies. Variety is the spice of life, man, says Gazchat.
Uh-oh.
How do we feel about that, Hurst?
We'll see you in a minute.
All right. Easy win for Hurst this week, as it had the least amount of Lord of the Rings in it, from Trooper. Some decisive Lord of the Rings action going on.
Yeah, it's certainly more divisive than you'd think, considering how many Oscars it won and how obviously good it is. But I get that having three of the basically the same thing would be a bit annoying for people.
No, I can't help it if they're the best ones, man. But are they the best ones? Let us find out, for that is the end of the comments. I guess The Vision forgot to vote this week. Vision always votes.
I think you're looking at a three-peat at the moment, so this season of Hurst hasn't really impacted things that much.
Hurst, you got 28.
That was close last week.
Hurst, I got 25. You are the winner. Oh, yes. The comments did not bear out the results, as they don't always do.
Okay, right. Well, I better pull out my list then.
Yes.
In number 5, The Green Mile. Number 4, The Return of the King. At number 3, Avengers Endgame. Number 2, The Godfather Part 2. And number 1, best, top, most amazing 3-hour movie of all time in all of history is Titanic!
Woo! As you can imagine, I'm not upset about that because Titanic's fucking excellent.
It is fucking excellent. But the past is the past. Let's look to the future.
McDonald's menu items. Should we rank some shit, Hurst?
Let's have at it.
How are we going to know who goes first, Hurst?
Well, typically in this situation, we would flip the coin of destiny.
Excellent, because I just so happen to be holding one, as you can see. Ready?
Tweet.
Noise. Oh, it's heads for Hurst. God damn,
heads every for time. Hurst. It's definitely the season of Hurst when it comes to the coin.
Yeah, that's certainly true. All right, then. McDonald's menu items. Have we got any rules to go through? Only UK items is all we're doing.
Yeah, only UK.
No drinks, we decided, didn't we?
Yeah, none of the sort of generic Coke fans. If it's McDonald's own, then it's different.
Oh, fuck, is it? I assume no drinks.
I assume so. Well, because milkshakes are drinks, aren't they? And that's quite a distinct item on the McDonald's menu.
It is, but I specifically didn't put it on my... Oh, well, never mind. Let's go.
Well, never mind.
Never mind.
We'll figure it out. At number 5, I have the Galaxy Caramel McFlurry.
Ooh.
McFlurry is exquisite. It has the perfect combination of texture and flavour. better, I say, outrageously even than Mr. Whippy. She's probably going to cause controversy, but I stand by it. And there are a variety of great flavours, both consistent ones and special edition ones. And Galaxy Caramel was a no-brainer when it came out. And it delivered spectacularly, never overpowering the natural charm of the ice cream, but complementing it beautifully. An absolute banger, the Galaxy Caramel McFlurry. So that's my number five.
Excellent, solid choice. My number five first, I have the classic quarter pounder with cheese.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah, £5.39. Well, it was last week, whether it's already gone up again.
It could be £6.50.
So, Hurst, I got a little game for you this week.
Oh, nice.
I have some nutritional information. I've collected information about the calories, the salt, the fat, and the saturated fat from each of my items. And I want you to guess for each item which one hits your highest recommended daily amount allowance. You know, the percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it in a quarter pounder of cheese? Is it calories, salt, fat, or saturated fat?
Well, it won't be calories because nothing's 2,500 calories.
But it still might be the highest of all of them, you see.
Oh, I thought you meant like the highest exceeds your daily
intake. So, well, yeah, wow, I might exceed 100%. It, but I just want to know which one is the top one out of those four in terms of how much you're allowed versus how much you get.
Oh, right, so the percentage of your daily allowance. Okay, yes. Okay, now I'm with you. I'm going to say salt.
Salt, 2.3 grams of salt, Hurst, 38% of your daily allowance.
That's pretty high.
Exactly the same as fat, also 38%.
Oh, so saturated fat, Hurst,
63%, I'm afraid, of your daily allowance. 13 grams of saturated fat in a quarter pounder with cheese. So you could only have one of them before nutritionists would be wagging their finger.
I think they'd probably be standing at the door wagging their finger at everyone who came in, wouldn't they?
Well, maybe, yeah.
The opposite of Troy Hawk.
Yes. So, all right. Well, good try, Hurst. But yeah, a quarter pounder with cheese, it is just good. Obviously, it's not good compared to a great burger from a great burger joint, but for a McDonald's burger, the quarter pounder with cheese is a solid entry. The way they make their quarter pounders is they're a little bit thicker than the wobbly things you get in a Big Mac. So they have a little bit, well, they're not as dry. Let's put it like that. And they come with gherkins, which are, of course, well nice. That's Pickles, Ohio, in case you're wondering what the fuck I'm talking about. And anyone that takes them out of their burger is, honestly, I look down my nose upon them in serious food snobbery. Number five, quarter pounder with cheese.
Gherkin denies you have been judged.
I will judge you for taking your vegetables out. Come on. They're well nice.
Yeah, they are good.
The acidity is needed in a burger to cut through some of the richness. That is a fucking fact.
Mm, good stuff.
Mm.
My number four is the Cream Egg McFlurry.
Oh, you took a lot of the rings. All right.
Yeah, hence the uh-oh earlier. Some things just make sense. And as Easter comes along, Cadbury's wheel out the cream egg. It's classic. Mm. It's delicious. And it made absolute sense to pair it with McFlurry. Slam dunk. Sensational stuff. Number four, the Cream Egg McFlurry.
Mm. Yeah, solid choice. Tough to argue. They are well good. Do they do any other seasonal McFlurries? I'm not a McDonald's dessert guy, so I don't know much about the McFlurry.
Yeah, most of them are, I say, like they've got the Easter, they've got the cream egg ones. That, in winter, sometimes they'll bring out like a cinnamony or something. So they do make a nod to it, but I think a lot of it's just who's given them the biggest backhander, maybe.
All right. Okay, fair enough. All right. My number four is from the breakfast menu, Hurst.
Ooh.
Hash browns. McDonald's.
Very nice.
Hash browns. I swear they used to cost about 30p each. They are now £1.99. What the shit? McDonald's, right. That is too expensive. But I am not, well, I am kind of judging them on value a little bit, but the hash browns are well nice. Hurst, we're playing the game again. Calories, salt, saturated fat, or fat. Which one do you think is the highest amount of your recommended daily allowance if you eat a hash brown?
I'm going to go with saturated fats.
Saturated fats, 4% of your nice RDA, Hurst. Barely any, 0.7 grams of saturated fat. You could have had fat or salt, both 11% of your recommended daily allowance.
I couldn't
allowance
remember what they were, to be honest, so I just went with the same thing as last time.
I
know, but I was thinking, now if they got lots of salt and then I thought, oh, I missed the other things. Mm. All right, so it's salt or calories. I'll go with, I don't know. Ah, fuck
there
it.
There you go.
Yeah, I got it wrong. So
you got it wrong, but generally healthy, a hash brown, it seems. You could eat nearly 10 of them before you start kicking over your salt and fat limits. Now, obviously, normal people would take one of those little packets of salt and add more salt, but we don't think about that. That doesn't matter. That's your own fault. Hash browns, pretty good. Even as far as hash browns go, a good McDonald's hash brown, sometimes they're a bit shit because they've cooked them in oil that's too cold and they go a bit soggy. But if you get a good, nice, crispy one, they are nearly hash brown perfect. And what more can you ask for besides a significantly lower price? Number four, hash browns from the breakfast menu.
Very good. Now I'm going to go slightly off piste here with my number three and go for the Dairy Milk McFlurry. I love the variety. I love the variety of McFlurry. I love that they've got all these amazing flavors coming out and there's new things to try and they keep you guessing. And the rotating door of new flavors makes each trip an adventure. But that said, you do pay a premium for limited editions and sometimes simple is best. The classic Dairy Milk McFlurry is two classics thrown together in a beautiful fusion. Plain dairy milk, no popping candy or nuts or honeycomb, just pure quality milk chocolate. And when you strip away the nonsense, you're left with pure excellence. Sublime. The Dairy Milk McFlurry, number three.
All right, there we are. Better than the carriage cream egg one. That does shock me. I would think that a carriage cream egg would suit an ice cream more because you've kind of got some sauce going in it as well.
You do, but the sauce doesn't add any more than the actual McFlurry itself does to the dairy milk. So the McFlurry is like the cream egg sauce for a plain dairy milk one. I think, if anything, there's almost too much. You get the ping of it, but it's almost too sweet.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. Number three, opposite end of the scale for me, Hurst, I've got the Big Tasty. Ooh.
Now tell me what that is.
This is a kind of, what's the word for time specific? As in they don't do it all the time.
A limited edition?
Yeah, it's not. They keep bringing it back, though. It kind of comes and goes.
Right, it's a regular listener.
It's seasonal. Maybe it's seasonal.
Ooh, maybe.
It's a seasonal item, Hurst. I might just leave all that bit in. And it is, it was, and I think it might still be, the biggest burger they do. You can now get a double Big Tasty. I had one of them. Structural issues, Hurst. It kind of fell apart in the middle. The extra burger, it just kind of slid off the other one and it was no good. So I will stick with the normal Big Tasty. You get, honestly, too much lettuce and some tomato in there, which I take out because I'm a tomato dodger. Gross. But the important thing is the Big Tasty sauce is banging. I have looked up several recipes to try and make it myself, and they're all American recipes, and they're all different to the UK recipe. Now, I know someone that knows someone at McDonald's and works in their test kitchen and kind of comes up with new recipes. I think he had something to do with the Big Arch, which is sold so well it's gone onto their permanent menu. But I can't remember who I know that knows that person. So if you are listening to this podcast, person who knows that person, please remind me of who you are so I can get you to ask them to tell me how to make Big Tasty sauce on myself, because it is well nice. Hurst, you ready to play the game?
I'm ready.
Calories, salt, fat, saturated fat. Do you want me to write them down?
No. Calories, salt, saturated fat, and fat. This is a tough one because obviously it's going to be a stack of calories. But then equally, if calories wasn't the major thing in the, what was it, the XL or the quarter pounder, I've got to just imagine that the saturated fats are going to go up with the size of the burger. I'm going to go saturated fats.
You would be correct, Hurst. 1 gram more, 14 grams of saturated fats for 68% of your recommended daily allowance.
Wow.
£7.19 you'll pay for a Big Tasty, by the way.
Just the Big Tasty, not even a meal.
Not a meal.
That's outrageous.
Yes, it's a lot of money. But now think when you're at the concert at the festival and you go to a shitty burger van and they will charge you a tenner for a absolute lump of crap.
So yeah, that's because you've got no other options, really.
You do not have any other options. This is true.
That's a captive audience. Whereas McDonald's, you've chosen to go there and walk into that place.
But I will choose to buy them because I think they're fucking delicious. So, yeah.
Oh, Richie Rich there. I'll buy them anyway.
£7. Still less than a beer in some places.
Not up north, mate.
No, that's true.
Right. Very good. Okay, my number two, I have gone with the classic Smarties McFlurry. So, keeping with the OG McFlurries that I've just talked about at number three, my number two is the Smarties McFlurry. Just like Dairy Milk version, Smarties pairs two classics. Smarties are one of the only confectionery classics that you never really think to buy when you're in the shops as well. When was the last time you went out and bought a tube of Smarties?
Honestly, probably when I needed them for something else, like putting on a cake or something.
Right. And maybe it's the fact that you can't take a bite into them like you can, like the satisfying bite into a chocolate bar, or like the crunch you get from when you tear off a few cubes of dairy milk and that crunch again. So maybe there's something there. Maybe psychologically they feel unsubstantial as a standalone purchase. I think that's why they flourish in McFlurries. You love the flavour, but you wouldn't normally buy it. Like when they come in an Easter egg and you chomp down on them and you think, my God, I forgot how good Smarties were. That's the beauty of the this holiest of unions. Naturally, the Smarties are smaller than regular, but they are whole and perfect.
They don't crunch them up or anything.
No, well, they didn't used to. Maybe they do now, actually, now that I think about it.
Oh, look at a picture.
I'm sure there used to be teeny tiny ones that would go in it.
What the hell happened to Smarties McFlurries is the first thing.
Oh, dear.
They do look crunched up in this first picture I'm looking at.
Hey, well, I think most recently they have done. Maybe they just getting the small ones was too difficult.
Maybe.
And I just remember them with nostalgic joy. No, you forget how good they are. And that's the beauty of this holiest of unions. Naturally, the Smarties are. No, we've just covered all that.
Yes. Good.
My notes. Anyway, it makes a perfect marriage with the Mighty McFlurry. Phenomenal stuff. Number two is Smarties McFlurry.
All right, there we are. Number two for me is their fucking fries. And if this is allowed, it's going back 20 years to when they used to make them in beef dripping rather than normal oil. But even if they didn't, I think fries still go at number two for me.
You know, I think that's allowed because we did say past and present just out of the UK present, only.
That's right. So, yeah, there we go. McDonald's fries. Now, I haven't been talking a massive amount about anything else on my list. That's because I've done some serious research into McDonald's fries, Hurst. Are you ready for this?
Okay, go on.
First, let's do the game, Hurst. Don't forget calories, salt, fat, saturated fat. We'll talk. It doesn't matter what size you get, of course, because they're all the same things. But this is for a medium fries, which will set you back £1.59.
I'm going to say fat just because of the way they cook them.
You are correct. 22 grams of fat, 31% of your recommended daily allowance.
Wowza.
Now, Hurst, you may have heard the rumour that there isn't really any difference between medium fries and large fries, except for the cost. Large fries are £2.19, medium fries are £1.59. So I went to the two McDonald's in Bedford, and I got two medium fries and two large fries from each one, and I weighed them like a madman, Hurst, and I have some science. Here we go. So, as far as McDonald's are concerned, mediums should be 75% the size of a large. That's going by the calorie count to work it out, right? Makes sense. But they're 72% of the price, so they're actually better value, bargain. And small is 53% of the size, but 54% of the cost, so boo. But real-world testing, Hurst, has found that mediums are actually 80% of the size, and smalls were 54% on average, but the actual weight varied fucking wildly. The difference between the large fries at the two McDonald's that I went to in Bedford, and they are a mile from each other at the most, was 40 grams. 124 grams and 163 grams. That's a fucking extra third. I got an extra third just by going to a different restaurant. So, yeah, I would imagine oftentimes you can get medium fries that are the same size as a large fries, depending on what restaurant you go to, because honestly, they just appear to chuck them in.
Do you want to do a shout out to the generous McDonald's that the people of Bedford know?
It was the one by Aspects.
Okay. There Hit that are. One up.
All right. Well, we're already on to our worsts, Hursts.
Goodness. Okay, well, look, let me hit you with some controversy here.
All right.
My worst is the Big Mac. That's right, my worst. Big Mac can fuck off. Do you know why?
You don't like it?
Because it's a double cheeseburger with an unnecessary extra bit of bread in and some flaccid chopped lettuce. That's the difference. Both burgers use the same McDonald's standard 1.6 ounce beef patties, meaning you get the exact same amount of meat in both of the sandwiches. The only differences between them are the Big Mac features the third middle bun, the club layer, and some shredded lettuce. And it uses Big Mac sauce instead of ketchup and mustard. And, oh yeah, and a sprinkling of sesame seeds on the top bun. The double cheeseburger features ketchup, mustard on a standard two-part bun.
And gherkins.
Yeah, yeah.
You get gherkins in a Big Mac?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, okay. You get the same stuff in there. The only difference is I stripped out all the things that were the same and just looked at what was different. So, Big Mac costs £5.29 and a double G cheeseburger costs £2.49. So that's £2.80 for a middle layer of bread and a pinch of shredded lettuce that mostly you don't want anyway. Biggest scam in all of fast food. Fuck you, Big Mac.
There we are. It's a little bit worse than that, Hurst, because what you didn't mention is you only get one bit of cheese in a Big Mac and you get two in a double cheeseburger.
Oh, sweet Lord, it just gets worse. The sin is just immense.
Well, there we are. Remember, this doesn't count, rankers, but I'm not a Big Mac fan either. They're all right. They're all right.
You're paying for the name, man.
Paying for the name. You're paying for the status.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
What you got there? Big Mac?
Yeah.
I've only got double cheeseburger, but I've got two of them, and it still costs me less.
Yes, there you are. So, no. Yeah. An interesting shout. My worst was all of the cheese side things that you get in a little packet of four or a bigger packet of lots, depending on what they are. They do around 6 week rotation cycles with these. I've been looking it up and it goes mozzarella dippers, halloumi fries, cheese melt dippers, nacho cheese triangles, fucking terrible, cheesy garlic bites and chili cheese bites. And they just rotate them round and round and round. They're all made by the same people. They're all made by McCain, actually. And they're all just not very good. And more importantly, they all get smashed to pieces by the chili cheese bites you can buy anytime you like from Burger King, which are legitimately fucking well nice. All the cheese things from McDonald's are just average as piss, except for the halloumi fries and the nacho cheese triangles, which are shit. So they are my worst, all of them.
You know what? I'm glad we've talked about some of these other brands, because yesterday I drove from Carly to hospital and we were on our way back and I thought, I will stop and get some food on the way. And there was a place that had all the like, fast food restaurants and stuff, and there was a McDonald's and right next to it was a KFC.
Okay.
And I still went to the KFC, even though we're doing a McDonald's episode. Because I just don't feel like there's any value in McDonald's. I do like the double cheeseburgers and I obviously love the McFlurries, but it's like, I just want some chicken in it. It'll be just much nicer in KFC. Where McDonald's used to have the value thing going on, it's like, oh, I can get it just much cheaper at McDonald's. Swings and roundabouts now, so yeah, bad times.
The KFC fries are shit.
Not anymore.
No, they put the fucking sprinkle sauce on them, but the fries themselves are still shit. They can't be bothered to peel their bastard potatoes.
Oh, I think they're right. I mean, they used to be god-awful, but then they cranked it up. And
they used to be god-awful, now they're just bad.
No, I'm fine with them.
Weirdo. Let us know, rankers, how wrong is Hurst about... Well, let's both know how wrong we are, I guess. Yeah. That's the whole point of the show.
Anyway.
Excellent. Well, enough about the worst Hurst. Tell us about the first Hurst.
Number one, as I'm sure you've gathered, I rate McFlurry over all of the burgers and chips and Happy Meals and shakes and wild swings in the dark that McDonald's do. I would choose McFlurry over Ben & Jerry. It's better than original Mr. Whippy. It's arguably the best ice cream ever made. And it's stayed at 99p for years and years, maybe even decades. And it has great ongoing variety while still remaining faithful to the classics. Only thing better was when they did the hot apple pie with ice cream, which was ultimately the same ice cream as McFlurry, and fuck me dead if that wasn't the best thing in the history of all of fast food. The hot and the cold are so intense, put them together, it just makes sense.
Hola. Bars.
Hot apple pie with McFlurry ice cream, pure, euphoric, Titanesque perfection. That is my number one.
How did they serve that? Like, it was in normally the apple pie is like a cardboard box.
It wasn't a takeaway kind of thing, as I recall. It was like in one of those little boat boxes that you could have. And I don't. It was such a long time ago, but it's stuck in my head so greatly. Oh, good times.
There you are. This episode is going to come down to, do I like ice cream or do I like burgers? Because my number one is the double cheeseburger that you've just been talking about.
That's so good.
They're just so good. And if we go back in time a little bit, they also used to cost 99p. And you don't even have to go back that far.
See, I looked that up as well because I was getting angry. And the lowest I could find them was at £1.29 because I remember on the value menu it used to say double cheeseburger, £1.19, I thought, but never said £1.29. So, but it is a double.
It is a double. You go back far enough, you used to be able to get a burger for 49p, a cheeseburger for 69p, and the double cheeseburger for 99p.
I knew it.
They were on the Pound Saver menu, right? And this was back when the Pound Saver menu didn't actually go above a pound. Even today, they remain a bit of a bargain, especially as Hurst did, comparing them to the Big Mac. £2.59, as you said, they are almost spot on for ratios as a burger. The amount of bread to the amount of burger to the amount of cheese to the amount of everything else. They have got that dialed in to mother flipping perfection. And they do a triple cheeseburger one now, and it's not as good because the ratios have gone out. But before I talk about them some more, Hurst, calories, salt, fat, saturated fat, which one hits the largest of your recommended daily allowance when you smash down a double cheeseburger or two?
Oh, I mean, the ratio's wise then. Oh, and then there's the two bits of cheese, saturated fat.
You are correct, Hurst. 57% of your saturated fat. So I reckon you could cheekily sneak in two. I reckon you'd be like, no, I've gone 14% over, but I'll probably be fine. Double cheeseburgers, just really nice, really simple, still fairly cheap. Value for money, especially back when they used to cost a pound and something.
Yeah.
Unbeatable. Just unbeatable. So good.
I would go to McDonald's just to get a McFlurry and a double cheeseburger and know that it was going to cost me less than £2.50. And I'd be getting on the train home drunk, going, yeah, this is the life.
Drunk and happy, your bag full of burgers.
And you know what? If McFlurry didn't exist, then actually the double cheeseburger would have been my number one as well. Because if I'm buying the actual sandwiches and things, then it's my absolute go-to every time.
There we go. And before I give you a fact and estimate a fact about the double cheeseburger, would you like to give me a fact and estimate a fact about the apple pie and the McFlurry?
I would. I did think that whilst you were in mid-eulogy, but I thought I'd let you get to the end of it. Would you like an estimated fact and a fact about McFlurry?
Gee Whittaker, would I, mister?
Fact, the McFlurry was first invented by a Canadian franchisee named Ron McClellan, and it made its debut on the 7th of June 1995, later rolling out in the United States in 1997.
Okay.
Fact, in the UK, almost one in five McDonald's drive-through visits are standalone McFlurry purchases.
Ooh.
Obviously spiking in the summer.
Yeah, because of people like you.
Because of people like me.
One in five. Now, I used to work at McDonald's a long, long, long time ago. In fact,
it's only drive-through. It's not all of there.
This was the drive-through. Most people coming to the drive-through for only one thing were getting coffee. I'm going to say the fact is the Canadian one.
Yeah, it is the actual fact. I didn't realise you had a real-world experience working inside McDonald's.
For like, I don't know, 3 or 4 months.
That's a good shift in that stars. Kind of environment.
You can collect stars. Yeah.
You got stars in your first 3 or 4 months?
Oh, it's easy. It's different now. But back when I did it, you would get a star for learning to do something like fucking fryer or fucking till service or drive-thru. And then when you got five, you could cash them in and you got, I think, 20 quid and you could start again. Good idea.
I just assumed that meant how important you are.
No, nothing to do with that. It was I've learned to do this. Or you could get them for doing stuff well as well. I got a few of them, but I did learn to do
gold stars for doing stuff well. McDonald's really taking you back to school.
Yeah. But honestly, it's legitimately, I think it still is a good place to work. They pay people quite well. They are not dicks most of the time.
It's a good management training.
Management training is really good, So there you are.
Anyway, doesn't make up for the fact that they used to be nice and cheap and now they're just really expensive and good enough.
I wouldn't go as far as really expensive. Five Guys is really expensive.
Yeah, okay, that's really expensive. And that said, it's stall out early doors as being premium.
Very tricky to dig up a fact, an estimated fact about a double cheeseburger, turns out, Hurst, because you search for them on the internet and all it is people complaining about them. All I could have done really is exactly what you did about the fucking Big Mac being practically the same thing. So thanks. And we will move on. I've got general McDonald's trivia instead.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? All right. Here we go. So fact and estimated fact, Hurst. Fact, for time in the early 2010s, McDonald's sold more salads than any other restaurant in the world. Or fact, McDonald's is currently the world's largest distributor of toys.
That first one, I think they brought out salads and no one knew why, but thought maybe I should. I'll have a Big Mac and a token salad. Yeah, all right, I'll go with that.
They might have done, I completely made that one up myself. First, they are the world's largest toy distributor. They give away 1.5 billion toys each year.
Wow.
Goodness.
I find that fact really difficult to digest.
Well, there we are, rankers. That's our top fives. Do you like food or do you like ice cream? Which I guess is still food, right? Did you say McFlurry was better than a Ben and Jerry's? Did I hear that come out of your mouth?
I would choose my Ben and Jerry's.
Even like the fish food Ben and Jerry's.
I mean, that is excellent. Yeah. But I love McFlurry so much with all my heart. I guess we need to find out what we're doing next time.
All right, so here is the wheel. Many things upon it. McDonald's, of course, being one of the OG options. It was one of the original six when we first started doing this. There are a lot more things than six on the wheel now.
Is there one that just says songs from Dirty Dancing?
Songs from Dirty Dancing has been on there for a very long time.
That's crept under my radar of fury.
Songs from Dirty Dancing was suggested by... That's an OG one. It's been on there for ages.
I never remember seeing it before. Can we get rid of it if no one's put it there then?
Well, what's wrong with ranking the songs from Dirty Dancing?
Well, I mean, it'll be kind of boring, I thought. How many songs are there in Dirty Dancing?
Loads. They dance to them.
Anyway, fuck it. It's just spin the wheel. All right. And if it comes up now, I'm going to fuse.
Come on. Oh, it's nowhere near it. Oh, shit, son. It's Fast and Furious movies. Now you wish you were doing songs from Dirty Dancing.
God, I wish we were doing songs from Dirty Dancing.
I love Fast and Furious. Oh, what excellent excuse to watch all nine Fast and Furious movies from the most successful movie franchise that's ever existed that isn't Marvel.
Aren't there 10 of them? Furious X or something. It wasn't X for 10.
There's 11. So that's even better news for you, Hurst.
Hurst looked wistfully off into the distance, wondering about his life choices.
Are we going to count Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw, which was technically a spin-off?
I don't care.
It's fucking brilliant.
I don't care.
It's so good. Fast and Furious is basically a lot of, though. It's just Top Gun on the ground.
Yeah, and we don't need 11 Top Guns. Like, you want to be really good ones.
How dare you, sir? I would take 11 Top Guns in a second.
I've seen the first one. It was good.
The rest are complete. Have you not seen any of the others?
The one where they skydive in their cars.
Mm.
And land on the road in formation and keep driving, and then do like a jump over a freeway.
Cool. Oh, yeah, with a tank.
When it became a cartoon.
It kind of became a cartoon by then, but that was definitely cartoon world, yeah. Oh, I'm looking forward to this one a lot. This one was suggested by our American friend Ohio Hurst.
Okay, well, you know, you can't say that Ohio hasn't paid his dues.
That's true. And speaking of paying your dues, all we seem to be doing for Patreons at the moment is apologising to them. But last time out, us, we didn't mention our number ones.
That was shocking from us.
That was. And we apologise profusely.
Plus, aside from them not having done it, they didn't get to hear you choose what voice I'm doing it in.
Yes. And I think because we are doing McDonald's this episode, I want you to do it in the voice of Yoda.
Yoda.
Do you remember who they are?
Yeah, okay. Goddess Jasmine is one of our one number ones. Dev Pairs, the force is strong. Gaz Chap. Kovach, very good you are.
And someone has a temporary visa, don't forget.
And don't forget out that Ohio has a temporary visa.
I feel like you forgot how fucking temporary visa he has.
Temporary visa you have.
There you go, very good. There you are. I hope that made up for it, our number ones. I do apologize. If you would like to hear your name read out in a stupid voice every episode in theory, you can become a number one by simply ponying up a fiver per month. Less than the cost of a Big Mac, less than the cost of a quarter pounder with cheese. A month. Nothing. You're all rich. We know it.
Less than the cost of anything on a McDonald's menu these days, isn't it?
No, not the double cheeseburger or a McFlurry, of course.
Yeah, especially if you want to be a number one. Yeah. Sorry, I was just thinking of general Patreon skills.
If you just want to be a normal Patreon, there are still some slots left for the £1 tier, which is exactly the same as the £2 tier, only it's half the price. They are limited to 20 people, and there are still, I think, two slots left. And if you become Patreon, you get to choose stuff to put on the wheel that will make Hurst pull a face like he did when he heard Top 5 Fast and Furious movies.
That's fine. It'll be fine. I just got to let Carly know that we're watching Fast and Furious for the next 2 weeks.
Well, she's on a cruise, right? So now is the time to get it done, Hurst. If we'd have done this on Friday, you could have spent your whole bank holiday.
No, it's just too much gardening to do.
Oh, my bad. There we are then, Hurst. Don't forget to vote, rankers. That's very important. Top5faceoff.co.uk. Drop us a vote. Leave us a comment. Put your name on it or we don't know who you are.
Yeah, that is the truth.
And if you don't have much money, which maybe you don't because you spent it all at fucking McDonald's like some other people have in the past 2 weeks, you can help us out by like liking and subscribing and all that algorithm friendly shit, leaving comments or telling one of your good buds that they should listen to Top 5 Face Off because their opinions about shit is great.
They matter. Their opinions about shit matter.
It does matter. You get to be part of the official world ranking. Wow.
Be saving lives.
Yeah.
Or at least arguments in the pub.
Yeah, that's more likely. Now, Hurst. Oh no, I had a cheeseburger and accidentally slung it across my room and it hit my wall. Oh, my wallpaper. She is stained. How can I cover up that almighty mess? Maybe some art?
I would definitely buy some art.
Now, where can I buy art?
Well, I'm glad you ask, because yeah. I sell art.
Oh, my God.
Don't know if you knew this. I sell art.
Well, what an excellent random happenstance.
So you can investigate my stylings on dog.house.art across the Instagrams. And then once you've seen something you like, you might want to see if it's for sale on the www.doghouseart.co.uk, which is where you can procure things. If there's stuff that you see on my site, you go, oh, that's amazing, but it's on Instagram, but I can't buy it yet. Tap me up.
All right, there you are. No worries. Get in touch with Hurst. I'm sure you can slide into his DMs, or if you fire an email to hello@top5faceoff.co.uk, it will find its way to him eventually.
And don't forget, if you do buy something, if you use the discount code THEFACTSAREXACT, you can claim 30%.
30%.
Cost. It's almost at cost. It's ridiculous that I'm offering this.
That's the amount of extra fries you can get if you go to a different McDonald's. Wow. Imagine. Wow, what a bargain.
Also, can you guys send us some more photos of you listening to Top 5 that time? It was awesome.
Fucking hilarious. Yes, if you want to send us some photos, hello@top5faceoff.co.uk, you can send them through to there.
Send us photos of you listening to the podcast, but most importantly, vote.
Yep, that is the most important thing. Thank you very much for listening, glorious rankers. We will be back in 2 weeks' time with the Top 5 Fast and Furious movies.
Indeed. Let's smosh this into the bottle bank and get on with our days.
All right, please rewind this podcast for the next people to come along and listen, and we will see you next time.
See you later, anchors. Love you.
Top 5 Face Off is presented by Matt Hurst and Matt Squirrel and produced by Powerstorm Awesome Fire Incorporated. For more details and to vote for a winner, visit top5faceoff.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
My dad is on the phone. Please hold.
I sent an outtake.
Big dog. Mother. Oh, what are you doing on his phone? Oh. How do you scan an app? You're going to have to help me out a bit, Mum. I don't know what that means. Do you mean scan a QR code? Is there a square thing with like black and white? Okay, so just open the camera on your phone. Point at the QR code. Hold it nice and still, and it should kind of come up with a little words. Click it. No, don't take any photos. No. Yeah. Send it to me. I'll extract it. Send it back. Oh, hang on.
Okay.
All right. Send me the web page you're on. I'll send you the URL back.
How do I send it? Because it's a ferry booking.
Okay. All right. We're going to do some high-tech shit, Ma. So press the print screen button on your keyboard.
Hang on. What button?
The print screen button. There'll be a key on your keyboard that says something like print screen or PRT script or something like that. Print script.
Hang on. On my keyboard?
On your
computer?
On your computer keyboard.
Yes. Can I not just press Control P?
No, that would print it, mate. That's not good for me.
So what am I doing?
You remember when I said press print screen? Look for that.
Oh, yes. Up the top.
Oh, yes.
I see it.
Okay. Press it. Yep. Nothing will happen. Send me an email. I don't know.
Send me an email.
Yes.
Hang on, I've got to get on my email page.
Good.
Yeah, that's the start, isn't it?
Mm.
Hang on, downloading. Okay, a new mail to Matt.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, that's what I have to...
All right, we'll bleep that bit. You're live on a podcast right now, Mother, by the way. Say hello to all the fans.
Hello, fans.
There we go. Goodbye. All right. Okay. So click in the bit of the email where you do the writing. So where you would type, dear favorite son.
Okay. Yes, I'm there.
All right. Hold down the control key and press V on your keyboard.
Control key V. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Oh, yes.
All right. Now send.
Okay. I'm all right. Very excited. Okay. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy the podcast. Bye.
He doesn't know what a podcast is. Right. Fuck me.
Oh, that's good fun. It's just nice to know that all parents are the same.
Oh, I'm waiting for that email to come in. What the fuck were we talking about?
We were going to probably flip the coin of destiny, I would have thought. My number four.
Well, ironically, it was one of our shorter episodes.
Yes.
Perhaps not as short as this bus is going to be because it is so hot in my office.
Yeah.
It might just be like, burger.
Well, I was bristling like a proper Brit the whole time. Every time I bought it, I'm like, absolutely ludicrous. How much? So, yeah, that bit my shit.
Season of Hearst. The Lord of the Rings trilogy, especially the expanded edition. Fucking hell, that's hard to say. Quick side note, I've got no fucking email from my mum.
She's probably tapping it out one thing at a time.
She doesn't have to do anything else. She just has to try to send. Fuck's sake, anyway. Keep going.
Wow.
Goodness.
I find that fact really difficult to digest.
Much like a McDonald's filet-o-fish. Comedy.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, Patreons. Welcome back. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, Rankers. Welcome back.
And then it's up to you, the ranker at home, to go to our website, top5faceoff.co.uk. All right, I'm pressing the stop button. Oh, wait. Just before I do, what are we, an hour after my mother rang me now? Let me check. I can get facts about that. No email, nothing left.
Okay, then. Well done, Mama Squirrel.
Uh-huh. Yep, computers. Brilliant. Top 5 Face Off.